It's play ball.
All right, Ira baseball fans, Ben Moore here with you as your Ira Bulldogs take on the May Tigers here in Clyde for a doubleheader in this baseball tournament. So May is going to be the home team. They'll be pitching first. It's going to be Hester for May. That'll be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. It's our typical order. Payne will be up, then Claxton, Castillo, Hernandez, Coy, Juarez, Corey, Collier, and Santos. And Dimitri is going to be pinch hitting for Campbell, the left fielder. Tigers getting warmed up right now. So let me just say thanks to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. If you, your dog, cat, your grandma, grandpa, whoever wants to support these, reach out to Mr. Jones. So glad to get you the information that you need. These are brought to you by Snyder Pizza Inn, Snyder Iron and Metal, Prosperity Bank, S. McCallum Photography, Ira Baptist Church, Bell Clapper and Steel Funeral Home, Ira Methodist Church, and the Ira First Church of God. So, Bulldogs up for a big game here, facing a good May Tigers team. Sorry for the delay, about a 45-minute rain delay that took place for us as we sat and waited and had to exit and then come back in. So there you go, Bulldogs advanced through the playoffs fairly easily so far, but come against a Tigers team that's going to be good. The play our obligatory UIL deal real quick.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, the state team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and encouragers. We stand for you.
All right, we'll come back to that here in a moment. As the Bulldogs get set, Payne is going to be the leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a strike one. Hester, the pitcher for the Tigers. Darren gets set. Here's the windup pitch. Outside ball. So 1-1 count for Jaron. Here's the pitch from the Tigers. Just a touch outside. The 2-1 for Pena, head in the count. Wind blowing. From the left to the right side. Here's the pitch from the Tigers. Contact made by Pena, hit to the shortstop. Shortstop barrels it over to first. Overthrown from the first baseman. Jaron's going to stay put at first, but it's going to be a single. A great leadoff hit for Pena. Lucky break for the Tigers. The ball soared over the first baseman's head, and Jaron ran past first base. Didn't quite have enough to get around to second. But Claxton will be up for the Bulldogs with Castillo on deck and Hernandez in the hole. Here's the pitch. Inside, it's going to be a ball one.
Castillo on deck for Ira Hernandez. In the hole.
Pena on first. Claxton with a 1-0 count. Here's windup and the pitch. Aiden makes contact. It's going to go foul. So a 1-1 count for Claxton.
Not bad at all either.
So 1-1 count for Claxton on top of the first inning. No runs have been scored, but leadoff runner on first. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to hit Claxton. So Aiden's able to get to first. That's going to bring up Castillo, who's going to have a runner on first and second. No out, top of the first inning. As the Bulldogs put him together, a good start, top of the order. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Theo with a 1-0 count. Runners on first and second. Haney on second. Claxton on first. 0-0 here in the top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike. Left the touch just the outside of the plate. There's a 1-1 count for Kagan. Pitcher checks Payne and is going to throw it. Castillo's going to hit it. Just foul down the left field line. Almost a great hit by Castillo. Instead, he's going to be faced behind in the count 1-2. See what Theo can do here, the senior. Here's the pitch. Theo gets it, hits it to third base. Third baseman grabs it, throws it to second. They're going to get Claxton, but nobody else. So it'll be one out for the Bulldogs. Castillo's able to push Payne at the third base. There's runners on the corners. Castillo on first, Payne on third, and it's going to be Hernandez up the bat for the Bulldogs. And toss it back over to first. Theo safe. Hernandez is batting for the Bulldogs. Coy is going to be on deck. Juarez will be in the hole. The junior Hernandez getting the signal from Coach Goodwin. Now he steps into the box. Here's the pitch. Castillo, they tried to. Castillo ran on the pitch. It was a ball. Now the Bulldogs have runners on second and third. 1-0 is the count. One out here in the top of the first inning. There's the pitch. It's going to be inside and high ball. 2-0 count for Hernandez. He's got runners in scoring position.
That's 2 out of 3 regional semifinals.
Here's the windup and the pitch. I think it's going to be hitting Hernandez to right field. It's going to fall fair. Gets behind the right fielder to the wall. Right fielder Jones will have it. Pena's going to score. Castillo is going to score. Hernandez at third. Coach Goodwin giving him the signal to go home. Oh, he stayed at third. Huge hit by the junior Hernandez. Hits it to right field. Gets behind the right fielder. And Hernandez put the wheels on. Payne was able to score. Castillo was able to score. And Hernandez might have had it, but instead held up at third to stay safe. Now the Bulldogs take a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning with one out as Coy's up to bat. Here's the pitch outside, ball one. Coy's at the plate. Juarez is on deck, and Forey will be in the hole.
Two in, one out. Christian Coy had a 1-0 count.
The freshman Coy with a loose shoelace is going to have to tie, so... All right, Coy, getting set. Hester sets off the bag, gets set again. Coy in the box, ready to go. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. So now Coy's got a 2-0 count. One out, top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike there.
runs wrong on that. Fernandez at third.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Looks like it's high for ball three. Sequoy now got a 3-1 count. Runner on third base. It's Hernandez over there. Ahead in the count. Coach Goodwin telling him to make him pitch to you.
Esther is going to go from the stretch, take the clean to third. Here's the 3-1.
Inside for a ball four. So now four is going to take the base. That'll bring up the senior Juarez. Dimitri had a phenomenal hitting game last week. In fact, I believe he was the Scurry County Athlete of the Week for his performance. On deck is going to be Corey, and in the hole will be Collier. Runners on the corners for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Coy's going to take and steal second. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second. And Juarez has a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Low for ball two. Bulldogs got runners on second and third with one out here in the top of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. Similar plate appearances by the Bulldogs so far, being real patient, not swinging it much, making Hester pitch, and it's paid off for them. He's at a 2-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for ball three. Here's the pitch for the 3-1 count. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So now the senior, Dimitri Juarez, is faced with a full count in the top of the first inning with one out. He's got runners on second and third. Corey is on second, and Hernandez is on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for a ball four. So now it's going to be Caden Corey, the senior for the Bulldogs. He walks up with the bases loaded in the top of the first inning with one out. Here's Hester with the pitch. Called strike one. Bulldogs with runners on first, second, and third. Corey in the box with an 0-1 count, top of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike two. An 0-2 count for Corey. Swing, hits it to right field. It's going to fall in front of the right fielder. He'll have a single. It's going to score. One runner, Hernandez, will score. So Forey with a 0-2 count hits a right field ball. Right fielder fields it well, keeps all of the runners, only scores one for Hernandez from third. The Bulldogs now take a 3-0 lead here in the top of the first inning, and it's going to be Collier up for the Bulldogs with the bases loaded. Here's the windup and the pitch. High, ball one. Collier's on at bat. Santos is on deck, and it'll be top of the order with Pena in the hole. Here's the pitch inside. Ball. Now the sophomore's got a 2-0 count with one out, top of the first inning, and the bases are loaded. Coy is on third. Juarez on second. Corey on first. Here's the pitch. Right down the pipe for a called strike. So a 2-1 count for Collier. Here's the windup and the pitch. CJ gets a hold of it, hits it in the gap between third and shortstop. It's going to bring one. Warren turned it to go in and decided to go back. So a single by TJ will bring in another runner. Great at bat by TJ, just hitting into that gap right between the third baseman and the shortstop. Only able to get one run in, but now the Bulldogs take a 4-0 lead in the top of the first inning with one out. Santos up to play, up to the plate. Here's the pitch from Hester. Swing and a miss, strike one. After Keevan, it's Pena on deck and Claxton in the hole. Pena at the top of the order for the Bulldogs.
So we go from the stretch and glance at first.
Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. Santos with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball. Back behind home plate. Now Keevan will have a 1-2 count. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the top of the first inning. Keevan with a 1-2 count here with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Inside for a ball. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be way outside behind the catcher. Juarez is going to go, and he's going to score. Base runners advance. Bulldogs score another point. So Collier's now on second. Forey is on third. Juarez just scored. Bulldogs leading 5-0 in the top of the first inning. And Santos is off the plate with a full count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Darren had to go get his batting gloves from Coach Barbie at first base for when he was up at the first of the game. Now the Bulldogs have batted through the order in the first inning. There's two outs as the senior Pena gets up to bat. He's got runners on second and third. Collier's on second. Forey's on third. And the Bulldogs are leading 5-0 here in the top of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside. Ball one.
Needed.
1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Down the pipe for called strike. Now Jarrett's got a 1-1 count. Claxton's on deck. Castillo's in the hole. Two outs. Top of the first inning. Bulldogs leading the Hawks 5-0. Here's the windup. There's the pitch. It's going to be hit down the third base line. They're going to call it foul. Called it foul. Jared still ran to first trying to get beat the throw. Now he's got to run all the way back to home plate. That'll put the count at 1-2 with two outs. Top of the first inning. Bulldogs leading the Hawks 5-0. Hester gets set, looks at second. Here's the pitch. Pena gets it, hits it to deep left center, and the left fielder runs all the way over to center field, catches it, and that's going to be an out. So, at the end of the top of the first, Bulldogs leading the Tigers 5-0.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible, because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
All right, Bulldog fan. Payne, you're going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Castillo, the batter, want to say hi to my kids who should be minding their mother at home and obeying what she says. Hello, Bryn, Cannon, and Addie. So Bulldogs, with a great first inning, up 5-0 as the Hawks get set, or the Tigers, sorry, the wall. The Tigers come up to bat. Again, thanks for these sponsors. I'm going to say thanks to Pizza Inn with an all-day pizza buffet with pizza, pasta, dessert, and salad. America's hometown pizza buffet with fresh dough made daily. Snyder Iron and Metal with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. With on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, bibs, and a car crusher. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. All right. Up first for the Hawks is going to be Dale for the Tigers. Keep saying Hawks. Dale Payne is going to be the pitcher to start game one for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch from Pena. Hit by Dale to center field. Collier gets set underneath it. One pitch, one hit, one catch, one out for the Bulldogs. All right, so one pitch from Pena and one out. And a fly ball from Dale. It's going to be Snyder up for the Tigers now. Here's the pitch from Pena. Strike one, called strike. 0-1 count, Bulldogs leading the Tigers 5-0 in the bottom of the first. Out. Oh, called strike there. It looked a little far outside to me, but we'll take it. Oh, 2 count for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So 4 pitches in for Jaron Pena. 2 out. As it's going to be Hester, the opposing pitcher for the Tigers, that comes up to play the lefty. 2 out on top of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 5-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Fouled by Hester. So, no one count here for Hester's windup and pitch. Right down the pipe for a called strike one, or strike two, sorry. 0-2 with 2 outs in the top bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 5-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss, strike three. So 3 up and 3 down for the Tigers. Bulldogs leading 5-0 as they head to the top of the second inning. I want to say thanks to Prosperity Bank. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. as McAllen Photography. Summer takes game photos, team sport photos, class photos, and is a graphic designer that specializes in personalized sports posters. If you've never seen her work, just go to S. McAllen Photography's Facebook page, see what Summer's got going, and make sure to reach out to her for all of your picture needs. Our Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community service, and multiplication. For more information, visit fbchour.com or check out their Facebook page. Bell Clackford and Seal Funeral Home, proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs by locally owned Bell Clackford and Seal Funeral Home. Go Bulldogs! Ira Methodist Church. Ira Methodist is a friendly traditional country church located next to the Ira School at 6240 West, FM 1606 in Ira. We support the schools and the Ira community. We're a church that loves God and loves others, and believe that prayer makes a difference. You're welcome at Ira Methodist Church. First Church of God in Ira is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. If you're looking for a church home, please join us each Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Ira Church of God, also home of the most handsome pastor in Ira. That's Rocky Alexander, the most handsome pastor in all of Ira. All right, Bulldogs had 42 pitches from Hester in the first inning. Great sign for them. It's going to be Claxton up to bat first for Ira with Castillo on deck and Hernandez in the hole. Bulldogs leading 5-0 in the top of the second inning. Claxton's 0-0 for the day. He got hit by a pitch in his first at bat. All right, Hester, the lefty for the Tigers, is back on the mound. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball one. One oh count. Here's the pitch. Inside, called strike. One count for the Bulldogs, or for Claxton. Here's the pitch from Hester. Swing and a miss. Now Claxton behind in the count, 1-2, no outs in the top of the second inning, but the Bulldogs leading 5-0. Claxton looking to get on base and make something happen on the bases. Here's the pitch from Hester. Called strike three. Theo going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs with Hernandez on deck and Coy in the hole. Here's the pitch from Hester. Fell off by Theo. There's the pitch from Hester. Ball. The 1-1 count for the senior, Castillo, here in the top of the second inning. There's a pitch hit by Castillo to the pitcher, bounces off his glove. Castillo making a run to first. He slides in. He's going to be safe. Great effort by Castillo, who had to dive head first, went off of the pitcher's glove, Hester's glove, and then the shortstop, Dale, threw it over to first for a play, but Theo's able to get on first safe. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on first with one out in the top of the second inning as Hernandez gets set to bat. Here's a pitch from Hester. Hernandez with swing and a strike one. Coy is going to be on deck. Juarez will be in the hole for the Bulldogs. There's the pitch. Just a touch. So no two count to Hernandez. He's going to have to be careful here. Castillo at first with a good lead. They're going to say that Hernandez went at it, so that'll be a swing and a miss strike three. So two outs now here for the Bulldogs in the top of the second inning. Castillo on first as Coy is going to come up to the plate. And it'll be courtesy runner. Jonah Munoz is going to be the courtesy runner for the Bulldogs. Coy at the plate for Ira with an 0-0 count. Two outs in the top of the second inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Coy gets it, hits it to left field. Left fielder tries to get it. It's going to fall short. Misses it with his glove. But it'll be a single for Coy. Now the Bulldogs have runners on second and first. Juarez is going to be the one at the plate for the Bulldogs. He was walked in his first at-bat. He had a great game, great series, really, against Crossplane. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Big swing from Dimitri. He wanted a piece of it. Corey will be on deck. Collier will be in the hole for Ira. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. To the outside ball. 1-1 count for Juarez. Coy on first. Munoz running for Castillo at second. Here's the pitch. Inside for another ball. So now Juarez has worked his way to a 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Hit high to the right side, right field for Juarez. Right fielder gets under it, and he's going to make the catch. That'll be three outs for the Bulldogs as they head to the bottom of the second inning, leading May 5-2-0. Fans, Ira leading 5-0 in the bottom of the second inning as the Bulldogs get set. Pena going to be pitching again for the Bulldogs. He had a 7-pitch first inning, about as good as you can get. It's going to be the catcher Watkins up to bat for the Tigers first. Pena gets set. Here's the pitch. Going to call the ball. 1-0 count Here's the pitch from Pena. Swings, fouls it off. So 1-1 count for Watkins. Pena gets set for his third pitch. Going to be outside. Gets behind Castillo for a ball. Jaron gets set. There's the pitch. Swings. Going to hit it back to Jaron. Jaron runs over to first. Throws to Coy. One out. Hit that one back. Just a little dribbler. Jaron fielded it well. Ran over to first base. Sweet little toss to Coy. One out in the bottom of the second inning. Bullock leading the Tigers 5-0. Lusk's going to be up to bat for the Tigers. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Here's the pitch from Pena again. Called strike that one. So an 0-2 count. Bottom of the second inning with one out. No runners on for the Tigers. 5-0, Bulldogs leading. Pitch from Pena outside. One count, one out, bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Pena. Check swing, strike three. So two outs, bottom of the second inning. Going to be the first baseman, Foster. Here's the windup and the pitch from Pena. Stops the outside of the plate. Strike one called. Here's the 1-0 pitch, or 1-1 pitch. It's going to be ball. 1-1 count. Two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Jaron pitching for the Bulldogs. Wind up in the pitch. Called strike there. So 1-0 count, or 1-2 count, sorry, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Ira leading 5-0 here against the Tigers. The pitch is going to be high for a ball. So 2-2 count.
Both teams really traveled well today.
Swing and a miss. Strike three from Pena. So after an 11-pitch first inning, a 12-pitch second inning, Bulldogs leading 5-0 as they head to the top of the third.
All right, Bulldog.
Bulldog fans. Top of the third inning. It's going to be Horry up to bat for the Bulldogs. Hester still the pitcher in for May. It'll be Horry. Collier's on deck, and Santos is in the hole. Here's the pitch from Hester. Foul ball down the first base line. First baseman chasing after it, and he's going to make a catch. So that'll be out number one. So not the way you want to start the third inning for the Bulldogs with a fly out. But it'll be Collier up to bat now for the Bulldogs with Santos on deck and Pena the top of the order in the hole. Here's the pitch from Hester. Called strike one. Here's the pitch from Hester. Hit by Collier to shortstop. Fielded by the shortstop. CJ running hard. Ball gets behind the first baseman. CJ's still good. So he'll be safe. It would have been close. So an infield single for Collier to get the Bulldogs off and going. Runner on first base for them in the top of the third inning. There's one out. It'll be Santos up to bat for the Bulldogs. Steven struck out swinging in his first at bat. But the Bulldogs leading 5-0 here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch from Hester. Low, ball one. One out count for Santos. Here's the pitch from Hester. Santos takes it, called strike one. So 1-1 count for Santos, top of the third inning, one out, runner on first. It's Collier at first. Here's the pitch from Hester. Good eye by Santos, ball two. Pena is on deck, Claxton in the hole. That'll be the top of the order. Their third time to bat in the third inning. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's behind the catcher, but CJ stays. It'll be ball three. So 3-1 count for Steven. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be high. Ball four. So Santos takes his base, and now you've got Pena up to bat with a runner on first and second. Claxton's on deck, and Castillo's in the hole. We're at the top of the third inning with one out. Bulldogs leading 5-0. Here's the pitch from Hester. Outside hall, ball one. One count. Runners on first and second for Pena. Here's the pitch from Hester. Darren hits it to right field. Nope, it's going to go foul. First baseman runs underneath it. He's going to catch it. So that'll be an out. Almost in the same spot that Horry hit it at. So now it'll be Claxton up to bat for the Bulldogs with Collier on second and Santos on first. Two out, top of the third inning. Iowa leading 5-0, looking to expand that lead here. Here's the pitch by Hester. Swing and a miss from Claxton. Strike one. Hit by Claxton down the right field line. It's going to go foul. So, Aiden behind in the count now, 0-2. Runners on first and second. O-2 count. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be outside and high for a ball. 1-2 count. as Claxton's battling through. Here's the pitch from Hester. Claxton gets it, fouls it off. The 1-2 count remains, two outs. Top of the third inning, Ira leading 5-0. Claxton at the plate with a 1-2 count. He's got runners on first and second. Keevan on first, TJ on second. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be high and outside for ball two. Two-two count for Claxton. Here's the pitch from Hester. Runners go. Claxton hits it to right field. Right fielder runs to get underneath it. He's going to make the catch for the third out of the inning. So the score will remain 5-0 as we head to the bottom of the third. Ira leading 5-0. Bottom of the third inning, Pena still the pitcher for the Bulldogs as Kepler heads into the box to face him. Ira leading 5-0. Pena gets set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. A 1 count for Pena. That one's going to be high and outside for a ball. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Kepler steps into the box to face Pena. He's got a 1-2 count. Bottom of the third inning, no out. Foul all down the first base line. The count remains 1-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Pena. Outside for a ball. So now a 2-2 count. That one was close. No outs. Bottom of the third inning. There's the pitch from Pena. Hit by Kepler to right field. Going to go in foul territory. Coy can't get to it, so it'll be a foul. Wind might have caught that one just a touch. Now the count remains 2-2, bottom of the third inning, no outs. As Pena faces the first batter of the inning. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So one out now in the top of the third inning, or bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs leading the Tigers 5-0 as Dice steps into the box. Dice hits it to second to Hernandez, gets past Hernandez at second, so it'll be a single. So now the Tigers have runners on, a runner on first, one out, bottom of the third inning, as Derek steps into the box.
Going for the stretch the first time today.
That's going to be a ball low. 1-0 count for Derek. 1-0 count. There's the pitch. That one's going to be called a strike. So now Jaron's got it to the 1-1 count. Low. So a 2-1 count for Jaron.
It's a really quick last at first base. Guys not getting a huge lead out there.
Swing and a miss. Now Jaron's got him worked to a 2-2 count. Runner on first. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 5-0. There's a swing. Hits it down the first base line. Coy catches it at first. Gets it. Throws it to second. It's going to be a little bit off, so not a double play, but the runner is out at first, and now there's a runner at second. So runner on second for the Tigers as Harrell's up to bat for May. Two outs, bottom of the second. There's the pitch. Ball one. Runner on second with a good lead. Jaron checking him out. Right down the pipe. Strike one. So 1-1 count here in the bottom of the third inning with two outs. Bulldogs leading 5-0. Tigers have a runner on second. There's the pitch from Pena. Swing. Hits it to Jaron. Jaron fields it. Throws it over to first base to Coy. And that'll be an out. So, after three, Bulldogs leading 5-0. They're playing very well against the good May Tiger team. We'll be back with you here at the top of the fourth. Castillo's going to be up to bat for the Bulldogs, followed by Hernandez and then Coy. Castillo is 2 for 2 today. He's hit a 2 singles, both on ground ball to the shortstop. Here's the pitch from Hester, called strike 1. Here's the pitch from May. Fouled off by Castillo. So now an 0-2 count. Caden finds himself behind. The senior's going to have to battle back here, put together a good at-bat. By my count, I've got 75 pitches from Hester so far. Here's pitch. Going to be outside for a ball. The 1-2 count for Castillo. Hernandez on deck. Coy in the hole. No out. Top of the fourth. There's the pitch from Hester. Low ball. 2-2 count. Bulldogs leading 5-0. Here's pitch from Hester. Going to be high. So after going down 0-2, Castillo has worked his way to a full count, making Hester pitch to him. So full count for Castillo here in the top of the fourth with no out. There's the pitch. It's going to be low in the dirt. So that'll send Castillo to first base. Hernandez will be at the bat for the Bulldogs with Coy on deck and Juarez in the hole. All right. Castillo takes a good lead at first and gets Hester to step off the bag. Hernandez at bat. No out. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Hester. Low ball. That's 5 straight balls by Hester. Bulldogs forcing him to pitch, not just swinging at anything. 1-0 count for Hernandez. It's going to be high for a ball. So now the junior's got a 2-0 count. Runner on first for the Bulldogs in the top of the fourth inning with no out, leading 5-0. There's the pitch from Hester. It touches the outside for a strike. There's the pit. Oh, Hester throws it back to first, trying to catch Steele. He stays. Coach Goodwin's yelling at Castillo. Okay. 2-1 count for Hernandez at the plate. Here's the pitch from Hester. Hernandez gets it, hits it up to second base. Second baseman's going to throw it to second. They're going to try for the double, but the ball gets past first base. Hernandez is now going to take off and run to second. First baseman just now gets it. It's going to be a play. Hernandez slides. He's going to be safe with the double. Really a single and an error, I think is how you call it. So Hernandez ends up at second on the air. It's going to be Coy at the plate. One out for the Bulldogs with the runner on second. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be a ball. Coy is 1-1. He was walked and hit a single in his last at bat. Juarez will be on deck. Corey is in the hole. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be low inside, gets behind the catcher. Wild ball, so Hernandez is going to be able to advance to third. So now, with a 2-0 count to Coy, one out, top of the fourth inning, the Bulldogs have Hernandez standing on third plate. Hernandez is quick, looking to extend the lead here. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Just outside their high ball. That's a 3-0 count now for Hernandez. I mean, for Coy, sorry. Top of the fourth, one out, 3-0. Here's the pitch. There's going to be a called strike. Christian's going to make him pitch to him and not just swing, especially with a 3-0 count. Now he's at a 3-1. Hernandez on third for the Bulldogs. 3-1 count, one out, top of the fourth. Christian gets it, hits it to shortstop. Shortstop's going to turn and throw it to first. It's going to be catch, but enough to get Hernandez in. So RBI for Coy. So, Warren's going to be up for the Bulldogs as they extend the lead to 6-0 here in the top of the fourth inning with 2 outs. Juarez is at the plate. Here's the pitch from Hester. Low ball. Forey's on deck. Collier's in the hole. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be outside and high. A 2-0 count, 2 outs. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from Hester. It's going to be high away. Dimitri is 0-1 tonight. He was walked and he flied out to right field, and now he's got a 3-0 count. That will be right down the pipe for a called strike. So 3-1 count, 2 outs, top of the fourth. Here's the pitch away for a ball four. So for his second walk of the game, that'll put Dimitri on first base as the senior Forey comes up to bat. Forey is 1-2 on the day. He singled on his first at-bat and then popped out on a fly. Blast. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, one count with 2 outs. Forey's at the plate. Collier's on deck. Santos in the hole with Juarez on first for the Bulldogs. The bounce is outside. Catcher gets away from the catcher, so Dimitri's going to get to second easy. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on second with a 1-1 count to Forey, who's at the plate. 2 outs, top of the fourth inning, leading 6-0. Looking to extend their lead. Outside ball. So the senior's worked his way to a 2-1 count with 2 outs in the top of the fourth inning. He's got Juarez on second. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high for a ball. So 3-1 count for Forey. Top of the fourth, it's 6-0. 3-1 here. Here's the pitch from Hester. Foul ball by Forey, so that'll set up a full count with a runner on second. Top of the fourth inning, 2 outs. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Full count here, 2 outs. Top of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Hester. Hit deep to right center field. Tigers are going to catch it. I'm not sure which one caught it. There were two players that ran into each other. It almost was great for the Bulldogs and bad for the Tigers, but instead, May's going to rush out, catch that fly ball as they hit each other, and that'll be the end of the inning. Ira is leading the Tigers 6-0 as we head into the bottom of the fourth. For the Tigers at bat for Pena. Pena, I've got 36 pitches in the game and 99 for Hester. So Pena's throwing a phenomenal game. Here's the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball one. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. There's the pitch from Pena. Another swing and a miss. So now a 1-2 count. No out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss for strike three. It'll be the pitcher, Hester, a lefty, up to bat now. One out for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fourth inning, leading 6-2-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike one. There's the pitch from Pena. Ooh, we're going to say just a touch high, I think, for a ball. So 1-1 count. One out. No runners on. Swing and a miss there. 1-2 is the count for Jaron. Going to be a touch high. Now the count is 2-2 with one out, bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-2-0. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jaron, I've got to throw 45 pitches. 32 of them have been for strikes. He's just pitching phenomenal so far tonight. He's got two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning as Watkins comes up, who's 0-1. There's a swing and a miss. Strike one. This one's going to be hit to center field. Collier gets set underneath it and catches it. That'll be out number three. So a 10-pitch bottom of the fourth inning for Pena as the Bulldogs head to the top of the fifth, leading 6-0. Mm-hmm. Going to send in a new pitcher. By my count, Hester had 99 pitches, so he was getting close to his limit, so they're going to go ahead and pull him. They're going to send in Sider to play. Hester's going to go to first. Stice is going to go to second, and then Foster's going to head over to third. So take a little bit longer of a warm-up here. By my numbers, looking at Jaron's game so far, he has 7 strikeouts so far in the game. No, only 47 pitches. So for the Bulldogs, it's going to be Collier up to bat. Santos, followed by Tanger, who's the top of the order. TJ is 2-for-2 tonight by my count. He singled 2 times to shortstop on 1 and then to the left fielder, so he's been hitting it over to that gap right above the shortstop. All right, Collier steps in. Hyder gets settled on the mound. Top of the 5th inning, Bulldogs leading 6-0. Here's the pitch. Called, strike 1. Here's the 2nd pitch. TJ gets it, hits it beyond the first baseman. Shortstop gets it, throws it over to first, and it'll be an out. So 1 out, Santos going to step up to the plate. Pena will be on deck. Claxton will be in the hole. Coach Goodwin walking out to talk to the first place ump. Coach Goodwin walked over, talked to the first place ump. Now the home plate ump's walking out. Now they're going to call over to the third place, the third ump. He's running faster from third than he did when the lightning rain delay was done. So heading back over, they're going to talk about their fantasy football matchups or the schedules come out. Give Coach Goodwin an answer here in just a moment. Kevin Santos is going to be batter 4 at the Bulldogs. They're going to keep the play. It's hard in 1A when there's no replay to change that, but appreciate them having a discussion. All right, 1 out, top of the 5th inning. Ira leading the Tigers 6-2-0 as Santos steps up to the plate. Here's the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low, ball two. 2-0 count. One out, top of the fifth inning. Swing, Santos hits it to third base, running towards first. You're going to chunk it, and it'll be an out. Good hit by Santos, just a little bit too early on it. Third baseman got it, made a good long throw. He even hustled the first, but wasn't enough. It's going to bring Pena up to the plate. With Claxton on deck and Castillo in the hole, Pena top the order for the Bulldogs. Pena gets it, cranks this one to center field. Center fielder backs up. He's going to get underneath it and catch it for the out. So, three up, three down for the Bulldogs in the bottom of the fifth, or in the top of the fifth inning, as they head to the bottom of the fifth inning, leading 6-0. Back on the mound for the Bulldogs. The Tigers going to send up Luff, the center fielder. He's 0 of 1 for the game. Again, Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. All right, Jaron checking to make sure everybody's in set. Walks up to the mound, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swing and a strike. Oh, 1 count, bottom of the fifth inning, no out. There's the pitch. I'm going to call that one a ball, so 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Hits back to Pena. Pena grabs it, fields it easily, throws it to Coy, and that's going to be out number one on the top bottom of the fifth inning. Hit just back a little bouncer to Pena. He's done that a few times tonight, able to throw it over to Coy at first and get the out. So now there's one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0 as the Tigers send up Foster to the plate. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. There's the pitch from Pena. Going to be high for a ball. 1-1 is the count. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Here's the pitch from Pena. Inside ball. So a 2-2 count here with one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0. There's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pena's eighth strikeout of the night. Jaren's thrown 39 strikes of his 55 pitches. Just having a phenomenal game so far. They're going to send up Kessler. There's a pitch. Swing and a strike. Oh-1 is the count with two out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-2-0. Outside. Ball one. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Swing. It's going to be a foul. So now a 1-2 count with two outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. There's the pitch from Pena. Outside for a ball. Bulldogs leading 6-2-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning here. There's the pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss for strike three, out number three. A 12-pitch fifth inning for Pena as the Bulldogs head to the top of the sixth inning, leading 6-0. Against the May Tigers. Pitching again for the Tigers. Came in the last inning, pitched six pitches. Was able to get all three out for the Bulldogs. That's about first for Ira. It's going to be Claxton. On deck will be Castillo. In the hole will be Hernandez. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch from Sider. It's going to be high for a ball one. 1-0 for Claxton. And here's the pitch inside for a ball. So 2-0 count now, top of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0 with no outs. Claxton hits it over shortstop, little dribbler, hustling down the first base, ball bounces, it's going to be close, but they're going to say he's out at first. Claxton hit it over to shortstop and almost beat out the throw, but didn't quite get there, so one out for the Bulldogs as Castillo steps up to plate to the plate for Ira. There's the pitch. Down the pipe for strike one. Hernandez will be on deck and Coy will be in the hole. Castillo is 2-for-2 tonight. There's the pitch. Swing. It's going to be a foul.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. We'll find out about that during the day.
Castillo up to bat with an 0-2 count. Gets a little dribbler back to the pitcher. Pitcher gets it, throws it over to first, and that'll beat him for the out. Thought maybe Castillo could get there. It pulled the pitcher to the left of the bag from my perspective, and just a good throw to first to get him out. So two away. Two away for the Bulldogs are two outs. Hernandez is up to plate. He's 2-for-3 on the evening. Strike one. Hernandez tripled on his first at-bat, struck out on a second, and he hit a single on his third, all of them kind of towards right field. This one's going to go towards center, and he's going to have enough for a single. Right over second base, center fielder ran up to get it, so a great at-bat for the junior Hernandez to get the Bulldogs on the plate at least. Coy comes up to bat. Coy is 2-for-2 today. He was walked in the first at-bat, and he singled on his other two. That one's going to be high for a ball. Hernandez getting the signal from Coach Goodwin at first. Coy with a 1-0 count. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Iowa leading 6-0. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Two oh count. There's the pitch. Hit by Coy. It's going to be high and down the left field line. A third baseman run, but he's going to saw the ball bounce up. So, foul ball. If Coy can straighten that out, that ball would soar out of here. It was way high. So a 2-1 count with no out, or two outs in the top of the sixth inning, but the Bulldogs have a runner on first. There's the pitch. It's going to be a called strike. Looks like it just maybe nicked the inside of the plate. So a 2-2 count with two outs. Bulldogs have a runner on first, and it's the speedy Hernandez. Coy's up the bat, who's had a great offensive game today and defensive. He's the first baseman for the Bulldogs, but offensively he's 2-for-2. He's batted three times, and the other time he got a walk. So he's been able to get on base and move runners around. Looking to do the same here. Hernandez takes off. There's the hit for Coy. It's going to be foul down the third base line again. I don't think Snyder has as much heat as Hester did, and so you're seeing the Bulldogs pull those foul. Here's the pitch. It's going to be outside. Hernandez able to steal second. Catcher didn't throw it, but Hernandez went ahead and slid. Now the Bulldogs have a runner on second with a full count. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Ira leading 6-0. Here's the pitch. Swing, going to hit down third base. It's going to get in the gap. Hernandez is going to stand up on third, and Coy is going to have his third single of the night. So Bulldogs have runners on the corners. They're going to send up Juarez, who is 0-1 tonight. I think he's been walked a couple times. But Juarez also hit in crucial moments against Cross Plains last week well, and he's a senior, so Juarez gets it, hits it deep to left field. It's going to bounce in. The Bulldogs are going to score 1-1. Coy's going to run around the corner. It's going to be a play at the plate. Coy slides. It's going to be safe. A 2-run double for the senior Juarez. Now the Bulldogs extend their lead to 8-0 in the top of the sixth inning with two outs, a little two-out rally here for the Bulldogs. They're going to send up Caden Forey, the senior, 1-of-3 tonight. Juarez standing on second. Here's the pitch. Corey gets it. Hits it down the left side. It's going to call fall fair. So a single for Corey. So now the Bulldogs have runners on first and second as Collier steps up to the plate. DJ's 2-for-3 on the night. His first two at-bats were two singles, and then his last at-bat was a ground out to the shortstop. Bulldogs with a little bit of a two-out rally, 8-0 here. Now the Tigers are going to shift a little bit to the left. Here's the pitch. Corey's running. He's going to be safe. That pitch was a called strike. So an 0-1 count, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 8-0. Here's the pitch from Sider. Hit by Collier. It's going to get in the gap. It's going to score another runner. Corey's going to get to third. Goodwin sending him. Center fielder can't handle the ball. And it's going to be a two-run single. Tigers not paying attention, try to throw it into home, and it's going to be able to allow Collier to get all the way to second. Now the Bulldogs take a 10-0 lead. Collier standing at third or second base, and it's going to be Santos up to bat. Bulldogs now leading 10-0. That one touches the outside of the plate for a strike. Bulldogs with a two-out rally here. Scored four runs with two outs on the board. I think it took them a second to adjust the slider. It's going to be a ball. Gets away from the catcher, but he jumps in front of it to keep Collier on second. Here's the pitch from Sider with a 1-1 pitch. It's going to be hit by Santos in the gap. Collier's going to stand at third, so the Bulldogs are going to have runners on the corners again. Great hit by Santos right in the left gap in between third and shortstop. This is where the rally has been coming for the Bulldogs. And now Pena's back up to bat, top of the order for Ira. Pena, normally a really good hitter for the Bulldogs, is 1-4 tonight. Looking to make something happen here and extend the lead. Santos is going to go. Pena hits it, pops it up high. It's going to fall foul. Went out of the play. So now it's going to be an 0-1 count for Sider. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. Ira leading 10-0. A two-out rally here going on as the Bulldogs look to extend their lead. Santos takes off on the steal. There's the pitch. Hit by Pena to second. Great defensive play by the Tiger. Second baseman gets it, throws it to first, and it's going to be an out. Nonetheless, Bulldogs going to have a four-run sixth inning, puts the lead 10-0, and so if the Bulldogs can go through here without allowing runs, that'll be the end of game one as we head to the bottom of the sixth. I'm going to go to the next one. All right, bottom of the sixth inning, Bulldogs leading 10-0. The run rule is if they are up by 10 after the fifth inning, the game is over. And so Bulldogs looking for a three-up, three-down here in the game. Pena's pitching for Ira. He's got 60 pitches by my count. Dice going to be up to bat for May. Pena steps on the mound. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Strike two. So an 0-2 count here. Here's the pitch. Ooh, gets behind Steele. I'm going to call that one a ball. So 1-2 count here in the bottom of the sixth. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. One batter down, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 10-0. Derek's going to come up to bat for May. Here's the pitch from Pena. Just such high for a ball. One oh count. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike. There's the pitch just a bit outside. 2-1 count for Pena, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ooh, just a bit low. Now Jaron a little bit behind in the count, 3-1 with one out. Here's the pitch from Pena. Down the pipe for a strike. Full count now. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Bulldogs leading 10-0. Here's the pitch from Pena. Touches the outside of the plate for a call. Strike three. So it's going to be the top of the order for the Tigers. This is Dale. Two outs for Ira. Three strikes away from finishing the game. Here's the pitch from Pena. Dale gets it. Hits it. Hits the second base. Hernandez. Hernandez catches it. And the Bulldogs are going to take game one. So there you go. We have a doubleheader today. Bulldogs that win game one. 10-0. Going to go shake hands. I imagine there will be about a 30-minute break or so before the next game. And I'll be live there with you again. So I'm going to go take a quick break, go catch my breath, get a little bit of a drink, and then be back with you for game two as the Bulldogs look to finish off the series against the May Tigers as we're playing here in Clyde, America. Thank you.